Here is Tom Greaves joining us. Good run out there for yourself personally. We'll get to the rest of the game in a second, but happy with that display? A great goal you scored there in the first half.
Yeah, end of the day, I'm a player manager, so I need the minutes as much as anybody does. I've struggled with a couple of niggles throughout the pre-season, my ankle, thigh, a few niggles here, there and everywhere, so I needed 90 minutes today, and that's why I got them.
And it was a beautiful ball and a good bit of play. I mean, most of this play in the first half, most of the good stuff anyway, came down this left-hand side, a combination of O'Halloran, Logan, Litchfield and Bannister, all working together on this left-hand side. Joy to watch, and that was a very Tom Greaves-esque goal.
Absolutely. Yeah. When we did things right, it looked really, really good, but all in all today, I was quite disappointed. I thought we were really sloppy on the ball. The pitch was a little bit long, so we had to put a little bit more on the passes, and a few of the lads didn't get used to it. So we gave the ball away a lot. We were second to second balls. A little bit disappointing today, but I'm glad it's come now. Give us a little kick up the backside, and we go again Tuesday, and then hopefully we're ready for Saturday.
I mean, what we were talking about there as you were walking up the stairs was the goalkeeping situation, because obviously as Allinson's picked up an injury in the lead up to this game, Ola Renshaw, I'm going to suggest, was going to be a substitute to be thrown on.
He was literally called last night.
Okay.
we got the call from Lloyd last night, and we had to obviously act quick. Chappie's got his contacts in the game, and he brought him in to help us out. But we've got a lot of contacts in the game. I'll be making some phone calls tonight if Lloyd is not going to be ready. We've got contacts with a lot of league clubs, so if we can get somebody in on loan, something like that, and cover that, we'll be sorted.
Because it was a tough gig for him tonight. I mean, the goal where he punched it, I could hear the shout from here. He did, you know, I think he did call for it. So it's not necessarily his fault, that goal, I don't think. But it's a tough gig, isn't it, to come straight into it?
Of course
and
it is.
You've got the new team in front of you.
He obviously doesn't know anybody. He's done all right. He's made a couple of good saves. It's something we've got to look at, and we've got to look at quickly, because it's a very important position for us.
Now, at half-time, it's our job to get giddy and speculate and that kind of thing. So at half-time, we're doing your job for you and saying this is your starting 11 for the county match. Then the second half comes. There's all kinds of injuries you picked up there. Obviously, O'Halloran goes off, Lynch goes off. And then you've got some performances that come on. Elliot Samoas, for example.
For me, it was a different class when he came on. We've been trying to drill that into his game. Just be direct, get your shots off. If you're not getting your shots off, create something. And he's done it. He's got the ball. He's picked it up at midway through the half. He's a couple of touches out of his feet. He's direct. He's got his shot off, and it's a great finish. And that's exactly what he can do. So it's a good option to have. It really is.
So we've torn up our half-time chat, basically. I don't know what you're going to do for Saturday now.
To be honest, there's plenty of options. I mean, the likes of Dicko and Sam Baird, they were resting today because they've got little niggles.
I was going to say, did you leave him out really because you already know what they're going to bring to the table?
There's that as well. I mean, everybody needs game time. You can't have enough game time. But Dicko's struggling with his knee a little bit, and Sam's played quite a lot of minutes. So it was just a case of resting him, and the likes of like Dempsey and Ashe, they need the minutes as well. So that's what we need for pre-season four. It's getting people ready for the season.
Now, the Rochdale match, we basically said that the Rochdale match, you're pretty much going to select the 11 you're going to start with at County, but I don't think that's true anymore because of the injuries. I mean, how are you shaping up now with the injuries?
Because I'll speak to Liv when I go back in. I don't know how bad Halley's is. Lynch, he got a burn on the AstroSurf at Scarborough.
I thought that was spray paint or something. It was like... It's proper red, isn't it?
Disgusting, yeah.
I mean, just to let the listeners know, just below his bum cheek, basically, he's got this big red line there, and I thought it was paint, but burn.
Yeah, he's had it covered, basically strapped, but it's come off right at the end there, and he's gone over on it, so yeah.
Well, fair play for running around with that, then, God.
You're not going to keep him out of injuries. He's solid, so we're not worried there.
I mean, is that going to blister? That's going to be massive.
Obviously, it's scabbed up, and it were healing, and now it's just took the scab straight off again, so...
Well, I hope you're all enjoying your tea at home, dear listener, anyway. Going back to, what you're thinking now, heading into the county match...
We've got headaches, haven't we? We've got good options. We've got good options all over the place, but to be fair, that wasn't good enough today. So, again, that gets in our heads as well. So,
I mean, you must be happy going forward. There's
absolutely,
not much going
forward. We've had a really, really good pre-season. I'm more than happy with every performance, to be fair. Even the Oldham game where we got beat, it's all about getting the minutes and the performances rather than the results. And I thought we've done really, really well. So, today, it was a different kind of test. We didn't really know much about them. Positives, we've scored four goals, so we're doing all right in that department. We've got lots of options going forward. Just got to gel it together again. It was I'm glad that's come now because we're a week away from the season and we needed to get that out of the way.
And a couple of other things as well from midfield. You've got this thing now where you've got the likes of Winter there. and then you can either have another holding midfielder and attacking midfielder, or you can have two attacking midfielders. Have you? Is that something that you're deliberately toying with to try and mix and match and have that kind of turnaround during a match where you can inject that kind of
course,
in midfield?
It's an option there, definitely. And there's plenty of lads that can play in that position. Danny Rackie and Brad are both struggling a little bit at the minute as well. So Rackie with his hamstring and Brad with his calf. So probably you would have two in there just to set the back three a little bit, but not to be. And it gives other people game times and show them what we can do in there.
And finally, just a mention for the couple of younger fringe players who we've seen. Affleck, we spoke about last week, but he did all right today, as did Brown over on the left-hand side. And Jones's passing was brilliant when he came on this afternoon.
Yep, it was, yeah. His ability is something else. He's a really, really quiet character, is Jonesy, but he's an absolutely superb player and he just needs to believe in himself. And if we can get that out of him, he'll be a superb player for us. He really will.
And happy with Willoughby scoring again?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. He's a different type of striker to what we've got. He comes in very, very, really deep and he comes and gets it, but he also gets himself in that box. And if he can score 20 tap-ins this season, I'll be more than happy with that.
Well, Tom, headaches galore for yourself. A big thank you for taking the time to come out up here. We've basically said you're not allowed a shower now until you've done your interview, and that's right. Still part of your match day stuff. So
I'll tell Jack and Tom they've got to do team talk then.
Tom, thanks for coming up, mate. No, keep up the good work, and we'll speak to you on Tuesday.
Cheers, then.
Thank you very much.